Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm John Ostakovich. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia officials will revisit the issue of bike safety in Society Hill after cyclists protested the lack of physical barriers between bike lanes and traffic at intersections in the neighborhood. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
24-year-old Emily Fredericks was killed 2 years ago when a trash truck plowed into her as she rode her bike at 11th and Spruce Streets. That prompted new safety measures, including shifting and repainting the bike lanes on Spruce and Pine and putting up flex posts to protect them, but only west of 8th Street. Deputy Managing Director Mike Carroll says Society Hill residents objected to the posts on aesthetic grounds.
At least a portion of the residents there were very concerned that the flex posts were strongly out of character and would significantly degrade the appeal of their neighborhood.
But the pushback from cyclists has been just as strong, and the city is reconsidering. Randy Lobasso of the Bike Coalition says many residents of Society Hill are calling for flex posts now.
For every day we wait, there could be someone else who potentially gets hurt because these aren't in place.
The leadership of the Society Hill Civic Association remains opposed. President Larry Spector says it's not just because of aesthetics. The group commissioned a study that recommended other ways to protect bikes at intersections. He says he's troubled by the animosity the issue has created.
Both sides appear dug in. A Philadelphia barber is helping the homeless one haircut at a time. KYW's Hadass Kuznets tells us a popular wedding photo spot is where he sets up shop.
Monday through Saturday, I get out here around 11, and I'm here until the last person gets a haircut.
Brennan Jones started Haircut for Homeless nearly 3 years ago. He says he was inspired to help the people who seem to be invisible in our society.
You know, it's purpose-driven, and it's just all about trying to rebrand humanity.
When I met him, a man named Sean was seated in his barber chair right in the median at Broad and Walnut Streets, where cars passing by in either direction could easily hand Jones a donation from their windows.
Walked in a Wawa to get a drink, came out, somebody said he's giving haircuts out for free because I have a mop on my head right now. So somebody said maybe you should go get a haircut.
Sean says a fresh cut feels good and he's so thankful to Jones for providing that for him.
Being poor and the financial position I'm in, it is hard to get a haircut. So I look to him as something sort of like an angel looking out for me.
In that same part of town, hundreds of dancers from all over the world will be taking over the Avenue the Arts this week for a unique festival. KYW's Antoinette Lee reports its founder is a Philadelphia woman known for breaking barriers in the field.
It's the 32nd year for the festival. This year's theme, Then, Now, Next. Joan Myers Brown, who also founded Philadanko, says when she began the conference in 1988, opportunities for black dancers were far few and in between.
So at one of the meetings when they said they weren't really interested in our community, I said, well, I need to start my own thing. And that's what happened.
The conference has grown with more than 1,000 dancers registered this year for the networking, training, and audition opportunities. So what's in it for everyone else? Well, we get to watch. Over 4 days, more than 40 esteemed and emerging dance companies from all over the world will grace the stage at the Merriam Theater.
This is the largest gathering, and so it's coming right to Philadelphia.
Denise Saunders-Thompson is president of the International Association of Blacks in Dance.
We'll be dancing on the streets, literally.
There's plenty of information on our website. Yesterday, we told you about recycling Christmas trees for beach preservation at the Jersey Shore. Now it's a Christmas tree recycling effort in West Oak Lane, drawing hundreds. And KYW's John McDevitt explains the trees turned into food for goats.
Those donating the trees pulled their vehicles up outside the Albury Arboretum's Agricultural Village. Volunteers of Philly Goat Project put the trees into a pile, and guests were able to watch the goats pig out on a pine needle feast. The D'Amico family of Flower Town brought their tree.
What's going to happen to that Christmas tree?
They're going to eat it. Yum, 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 yum.
You think goats like Christmas trees?
Yeah.
They taste like mint.
Did you ever eat a Christmas tree?
No.
How do you know a Christmas tree tastes like mint?
Because Mommy told us.
Well, I'm sure it tastes like just Christmas tree to us, but it tastes like mint to the goats.
It's a great way to teach them about goats. It's a wonderful thing to do. To bring our tree here to get recycled, and the goats get more food.
There are nature hikes, too, where you can walk one of the goats on a leash. A $20 donation is suggested for the tree recycling.
Two more goat versus tree recycling events are coming up on January 18th and 25th. That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.